And we close today with a story from the musical trenches. Here is our resident musician, David Waz.
I was surfing the old satellite TV the other day when I heard a familiar generational anthem. Bob Dylan's very own Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam.
It was serving as underscore for, of all things, an HMO commercial. Like Proust dipping his Hostess Twinkie in that famous cup of tea, it set off a chain of amusing, if confusing, memories. It was way back in 1994 that I took a call from a Boston advertising weasel wondering if I could put him in touch with Dylan's people so he could try to license the aforementioned classic for a TV spot. Well, who's the client, I wondered aloud. Coopers and Lybrand, corporate accountancy, he answered. Wait a minute, I protested weakly. Isn't that tantamount to Smith & Wesson trying to license the Book of Genesis? I'll tell you what'll happen, I added naively. He's going to ask you for $1 million or more for the privilege. Oh, I'm prepared for that, the ad man said. A week later, he called back and said, okay, I got the song. Do you want to produce Richie Havens doing it?
For the times, they are a-changin'.
Well, my indignation immediately evaporated when it meant a year's worth of mortgage payments for the 2 hours' labor such a task would entail. So I flew to New York and cut the track, then happened to catch Bob performing his unplugged set at the Supper Club that same evening. You'll never guess what I was doing today, I said to him backstage afterwards. I was cutting your tune with Richie for that commercial. Dylan stared at me like a bird in headlights, saying nothing. Then put his arm around my shoulder and turned me toward his photographer to take a shot of us. This one's for my files, he said with a smile, which made me feel rather special, till I heard him use the same line on some other mook 3 minutes later.
Was a loser, now will be later to win.
The spot ran during the Cotton Bowl that year, and after one of President Clinton's State of the Union addresses. It didn't cause much of a media stir, unlike when the Beatles' Revolution was licensed by Nike in 1987. And nowadays, one hardly shrugs when hearing Jimi Hendrix on a Pepsi spot or The Who hustling Nissans. Donovan, Dylan's British arch-rival of old, currently helps burnish General Electric's eco image, having sold Catch the Wind to go with footage of, what else, wind farms.
When rain has hung the leaves with tears.
In retrospect, I've learned to roll with Dylan's decision to take huge piles of filthy lucre from the capitalist swine he's always reviled. But I wonder if he Googled the infamous HMO before deciding to sell his signature ballad. Had he done his due diligence, he would have found lots of angry testimony about its reputation for slipshod treatment of patients, dumping of untreated medical waste, and whistleblowers being fired. But, to borrow a phrase, don't criticize what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
Music by Bob Dylan. Story by David Waz, half of the musical duo Was Not Was.